Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia, greetings and hotel. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omega 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to another day with Kwanzaa. That's right, another day with Kwanzaa, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome once again. We'd like to also say Habari Gani to all of you who are celebrating Kwanzaa. We'd like to say Habari Gani. Habari Gani is Kiswahili, meaning greetings, welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, we are having a little technical difficulty. I don't know why they won't put our music on. However, we've been playing it for a couple of days now. I don't know what the problem seems to be, but I might have to go out and come back in. And you know how Omi does it. I still have backup music all the time. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to take a station identification to say that we're going to go off course today and off the record to speak on something that's very, very important. And you might want to remove the children from the room this evening. We will not be talking on Kwanzaa. We'll be talking on a more serious note. And we're going to ask you to possibly come in with your listening ears on and try to be astute to what is going on. So if we have to go out of the room and re-enter again, then just bear with us because we are having a little technical difficulty. For some reason, it's not allowing us to put our music on the air. So since it's going to be more of a talk show, I'll just excuse myself from the station identification and go right into our discussion. Now, as you know, whenever there is an issue, Omi stops and makes a detour, and, you know, with all fun and game, we have to sometime introduce things to our children, such as educating them and the storytelling, and that's great and everything, but we have a more serious note that I need to really speak to my family and audience about, and that more serious note is that there are things happening all over the country. I mean, all over the country, and one of those things that I like to point out is the issues with our pensions, with our private pensions, and with our government pensions as well. And because I am a retiree and I'm an advocate, and soon to possibly be getting involved with some of the lobbying if things don't get better. That's just how desperate and bad it has come. And that's why we are taking a detour today to talk about the issue of government pensions. And I want you to know that because we're an economic, consumer economic room, we have to address these issues. I am very much concerned because I am a recipient of a teacher retirement, and I'd like for it to be in place, fully in place, when my 62 years roll up on me. And at the same time, I'd like to be told the truth about what's going on with our government funds. And today, ladies and gentlemen, I heard some very, very disturbing news about our pensions and about what has happened in the last 6 years. I can't give you all the documentation on it. I'm speaking from a second point of view. I will speak to you briefly from Omi's point of view, and the views and expressions do not necessarily express those of Project 2019 or of Blog Talk. However, I wanted to bring it to your attention and to send you out where you can gather documentation and factual information. One of the things I want to bring to your attention is that many of you have been receiving documentation and receipts of your pension's interest on a daily basis or monthly basis, what have you. However, I've been informed that those documentation that have been coming in the mail are not exactly accurate, and that for the last 6 years, interest on most of those government accounts have not been accumulating. And I don't know if you know or have been watching the news and know anything about the regulating agencies who have been sent into the banks to discuss with them about regulating the rates. From what I'm gathering, there has been a regulating agency called, I think it's called Laboya, who has been sent in to regulate the government regulations. In other words, they've been sent in to monitor and to make sure that things were done right. From what I gather, the banks have not paid any attention to these regulating agencies and have gone about their way to create their own regulating procedures. In the meantime, all of the workers who have government pensions have not been receiving their interest. What a shame. Not to mention that when they just had the big layoff for Hostess, most of Hostess people who were laid off, the majority of them were receiving as pay their pension money as pay because there was no money to make payroll, so they were receiving their pension money, so I've been told. This is secondhand information, but we're going to find a way to back up this information and document it and find out where it all is coming from. However, there are a number of different shows out there on Blog Talk that are featuring these shows. Right now, you can go out and Google them. On the pension, the government pensions and the bankruptcies. There's actually an appeal right now on the Santa Bernardina bankruptcy appeal. Well, the bankruptcy, you can go look that up under San Bernardino bankruptcy, and also on the circuit court appeal, the Seventh Circuit Court appeal. Therein lies the documentation for the Seventh Circuit Court. Not necessarily the appeal, but actually the decision is out there as well. Now, that would indicate that there's been some type of court finding indicating that they've already given a raise for Social Security this year. The elderly people and those who were on Social Security received their increase. But for the next 3 years, I'm told that Social Security is to be cut and reduced. So there lies a reduction of our Social Security, and not to mention those who are on food stamps, they will be cut as well. Now, with the pensions, they could no longer be secured, and even with these regulating agencies, they are not going to be secured. And the way that most of these banks are getting around it and circumventing it is because the government has stated that anything that's placed in the bank can no longer be secured. So therefore, in the event that money is lost by the bank or money cannot be given back to the customers, the banks and the governments cannot insure it, meaning if you having a direct deposit of your pension is not insured, and it could easily be lost. Now, with these banks filing bankruptcy, and from what I gather, there are cities and towns filing bankruptcy in all 50-some-odd states. And when they file that bankruptcy, they're no longer held responsible for the monies that are placed in a bank, and that includes the government pensions funds as well as private monies that's been placed there. In other words, your monies could be evaporated overnight without you being able to do anything about it because the government has protected these agencies. I understand that it was supposed to be a bailout for the large corporations as well as for the banks. Now, we have a serious problem with teachers, social workers, and tradesmen who are unionized and who are due to retire when they turn 57 years of age and they got 30 years in and they want to retire early. They can't because there won't be any pension money there for them to retire. And even when they turn 62, there's a possibility that the pension money won't be there because it's not guaranteed or insured in the banks. So what does that mean? That means they're planning for disaster. Those two incidents, I understand, where two men were supposed to be being witnesses in court cases under the regulating agencies, one who created the regulating agency and another from Connecticut whose son was involved in the shooting, he was also due to testify. Isn't it a coincidence that these two men who were involved in the Labora regulation were both involved in testifying, and their sons were both found to have guns in the Batman movie as well as in the situation where the young man came into the school and opened fire? Now, guns control, I understand, the population of purchasing guns have gone up, meaning that more and more people are going to be purchasing guns as if we're in a recession, because that's what happened. I understand that there were a large amount of guns on the streets during the recession. So is this a coincidence or what? Or is this something that we can look forward to that will be coming in the future? Tensions being gone, no one being responsible for those tensions, and those dollars cannot be recouped for those elderly. Those young people who are trying to take on new jobs will not be able to enter into some of the marketing fields because people won't be able to retire. Now, I'm a little bit concerned because we have another mass assist program going on, a problem going on, just like when the foreclosure of the homes hit the scene. This is similar to the foreclosures. Now, it's being quietly kept a secret. Most people are not even talking about it. They think that their government pensions are secure because they're getting statements in the mail saying you're drawing interest. You might want to take a look at those again to make sure and go to the bank to substantiate that there is interest on your accounts. From what I've gathered, that there haven't been any interest drawn on most of those government pensions for almost 6 years. Now, this is devastating, people, because it's fraudulent, and it is making people think that their money has drawn interest when it hasn't, in fact. And some of the companies are actually taking the pensions to make payroll, to meet payroll, and pay people their very own money that they have placed into the pension funds instead of giving them payroll funds. Now, I don't know if any of you out there are following this program. I don't know if any of you out there are making any attempt to talk about it, but I'm going to ask you today, as we take a break from our Kwanzaa celebration to a more serious note, to dial that number 646-478-0270. Call in, because we want to talk about it. Inquiring minds want to know what is really going on. And if you have any more information that you can add to the topic, please do. Dean, if you're out there, I'm asking you to call in because I know you want to know about what is going on. And there's much more going on, ladies and gentlemen. People are beginning to get fed up, and they're assembling themselves, and they are organizing, and they're developing groups, and they want to go before the courts to address many issues, not just this one, but many. And you know the time when Martin Luther King marched. He marched with a cause, black, white, Gentiles, and Jews all marched just alike. Poor whites as well, because some of them were sick and tired. Now, I think we've reached a boiling point. Now that it's transitioned from the foreclosure of losing the homes into touching the people's pension and doing away with the money, from what I gather, a large percent of the money that was borrowed to bail out the banks. This money that was borrowed to bail out the banks, I understand that it came out of the pension funds. However, a large percentage of those jobs went overseas. And if the money came out of the pension fund to bail out the corporations and banks, then we have a serious problem because our young people will not be able to draw their pension. They won't be able to draw their pension and do anything with it. Now, if we are not going to sound the drums then I don't know when we will. And if we are not going to address these issues because rights have been violated, and when you take someone's pension, and purposely take the interest off for yourself and leave them with nothing, then that is a violation, and that is enough reason for people to organize and to sound the trumpet. And I don't know how many of you know about this issue. I just became informed about it, and I don't have all the facts, but I am furious about it because these are dollars that we put away. These are dollars that we slaved, and during the time when we were in the crunch with the unions, we took a cut because we figured we laid our money up for later, that it would be there for us when we retired. Then to find out that the interest is not there, and for some situations, to find out that the pension is not there. Now, is it a crime or is it not for someone to take your pension? I want to know. What do you think? Is it a crime or is it not a crime for someone to take your pension? And if someone has taken your pensions and the interest with it that you had hoped that would be there, how do you offset that? How do you make a person whole? And can you make a person whole? Now, I understand that just like the FEMA incident, when they were making preparations for all the floods to put people in a sort of refugee camp to protect them and to give them safety, they're now making preparation for a sort of refugee camp for people who are going to be out of work, people who are going to be desolate, living under bridges, people who are living outdoors. They're now making preparations for that because they anticipate so many people that will be out of work and be homeless. Now, why make all these preparations for those people and knowing that you've taken the money away from them when they've worked hard and they want to work and have a dignified position and a place of employment? Why take those people out of work? But isn't it bad enough that we are now housing prisoners paying over $15,000 a month to keep those prisoners incarcerated and housed when you can take that $50,000 a year and school and educate and retrain that criminal instead of putting that criminal into a desolate situation? We've got to rework our court systems. I told you that before. It's going to take all of us coming together with our minds and using our ability to talk about, does the court system need to be readdressed? Because things need to be changed, and they need to be changed immediately. Because taking someone's pension is a crime, and hiding behind law should not protect those people, because when they go home and they can feed their babies, and there are other people left who cannot feed their babies or house their family, they're left without their pension, and it's not right. And something has to be addressed or said. There are many groups of people right now as I speak who are formalizing, coming together to talk about these issues, coming together to organize, to become lobbyists. And they're right on Facebook, and you can find them. And I'm going to mention one person named who has been trying to organize, who you'll find out on Facebook. Dr. Shirley Moore's name you will probably find out on Facebook, who has been working with groups to organize, to become lobbyists, to lobby on certain issues like these. So you can do something about it, ladies and gentlemen. You're not without assistance. Your arms and hands are not behind your back. But please don't come out shooting. Because that's what most people anticipate everybody's going to do, get fire weapons and come out shooting. That's not the way to go. Truly, trust me, that's not the way to go. If a war is going to break out over here in the United States and it be right on our soil, it won't be with soldiers. It will be with common everyday people. But that's what they're anticipating that will happen. So are we paralleling the gun sales with the amount of problem and tension that's happening in our system? Or are we really looking at taking the guns off the street so we can solve this thing like intelligent human beings? But if you are taking someone's money and you can't explain where the money went to, and at the same time, when those people get ready to retire and they don't have a pension, it is not the essential thing to do to blow your head off. You don't get mad. You go back and you get even. You bring the person to bear and make them give you a solution for how they can make you whole again. So we're looking for wholeness, and a number of people are doing phone calls, they're doing Skype sessions, and they're organizing because they are going to get some satisfaction. Now, getting satisfaction don't mean you all go out and start trampling in stores, robbing and stealing and looting. It doesn't mean that. We've got to be more intelligent, and we've got to sit down and get all the facts together and lay out all of the possible agendas and talk about how can we alleviate this thing, because our pensions are not safe here in America. Most people are looking at taking their money, locking it up in other places like foreign countries where they're sovereign, and their sovereignty is dependable. And that's what they're doing for teachers. They're bringing teachers in to have discussions about where to retire it. And if you got over $2,000, they're allowing you to bring it to their country, put it in their banks, and it's protected. And it's gotten to that point, ladies and gentlemen. It has really gotten to that point where people are no longer trusting what's going on in the banks. Isn't it a shame that now you have to put your whole payroll check on a debit card to make sure that it's there next week? Because someone could come in and deduct all your money out and do not have to be liable for being able to insure that money? How is it that the government doesn't have to insure that money? Isn't there some kind of insurance that you pay into that will ensure that that pension money will be there? Now, if you swap all the interest off, that's one thing. But if you take the person's full pension, that's another. That's why we ought to be talking about it. These phone lines at 646-478-0270 ought to be lightening up by now. They ought to be lightening up. And Dina, if you're out there, call in. Please call in, because we want to talk about what solutions and what alternatives do we have to make ourselves whole. When I talked to you once before about the homes going into foreclosure and people feeling desolate and feeling like these modifications were not working, then they brought in the Hoffa short sale, and then they brought in the new review settlement. It is so much going on around the banks now, and they've actually had settlements. Now, even just on the interest alone, there is now a new settlement where they've actually gone to court, and they're looking at trillions of dollars in settlement cases. Now, where's all this money coming from for the settlement? People are going to court, and they're holding these people responsible. And there are court cases upon court cases addressing all these issues. Now, some people are laying asleep, and they don't even know all this stuff is going on, because I certainly was. I was lulled asleep. Here I was doing my Kwanzaa thing, and my pension was being tampered with. Now, I don't know if it'll be there when I go to get it. But I bet one thing, when we speak to the Spirit today and ask the Spirit to show us all hidden things, because nothing is hidden with the Spirit will be careful to reveal that to us so that nothing will slip up on you, ladies and gentlemen. That is the purpose of having Spirit, so that you are informed at all times. Now, I want you to meditate on it this evening, and I want you to talk to the Spirit and tell the Spirit, don't let anything slip up on you or go beyond your appearance and you hearing and knowing about it. This is something that you all must know about. Don't let anything isolate you from what you need to know about. These are hard times, ladies and gentlemen, and we have already transitioned into the new millennium. Now, here's another situation. Obama walked into a mere mess. It's not his fault. All of this stuff had already previously been done 6 years ago. But the scene is being set. Remember I told you that a feminine energy spirit of a female is being set to come in? Obama's not been inaugurated yet. Some people don't even know if he will be inaugurated. It doesn't happen until January 19th. And that's a long time off. Let's pray. And let's fall on our faces that nobody makes the mistake of touching our dear brother by taking his life away or doing anything to harm him. Now, if you want to take the seat back of the presidency, hand it back over to Obama. Give it back to them. If they got Hillary ready to come into that position, and if that position has been prepped and primed for her, hand it back to them. But don't lose your life over this thing, my brother. Please, Obama, don't lay your life down because it ain't worth it. This thing was tore up from the flow up before you came in. It's not your fault. It's not something that you can undo. It's a done deal. This thing was already put into effect. So if we are getting ready to usher in a feminine spirit of a female president and everything is pointing to that direction, we're still waiting for the inauguration on the 19th. Now, we're not looking for a war here in our own country, even though civil war may be already going on. We have to look at all of the deterrents that have been found around Obama and all of the soldiers coming out and the National Guard's coming out. Look at all the things that have transpired in that short length of time that he's been in office. All hell has broken out. But you know what? I believe the man is godly protected. I believe he's protected. I really do. And we are going to have to get up off our hind paws, and we're going to have to show ourselves worthy by talking about these topics that are very much concerning every man and woman. And we are going to have to talk about it with urgency. And we can't be afraid. Because, see, when you're rightly guided, God has protected you and put a protective hedge around you. Unless he take the hedge down, no man can take the hedge down. Now, people are pretty darn mad about their pension being gone, and they want something done about it. You've already went into the housing project, and people are sick in those housing projects without water, food, and light for weeks and weeks. What are they trying to do? Move all the people out? Empty them out of the city? It seems like whenever they want land or want property, they empty the city out, and they move black people as if they were a bunch of cattle. We're going to say we will not be moved anymore. We will not be moved anymore. Now, when Martin Luther King stood up and said, I shall not be moved, he meant it, and he had people to back him up. But we are laying down, we're just laying down and let them roll the carts and the vehicles over us when we're playing dead, and now they're talking about get ready because you're going to be moving from under the bridge to a concentration camp, and we're falling for it. Don't fall for the okey-doke. Nobody's moving you to a concentration camp. You're not getting ready for a FEMA experience anymore. Do you realize that all of the storms, all of the tornadoes and earthquakes, from what they have researched, they said that these storms are traveling in the same path of the slave ship, meaning that everywhere those slave ships went, this is where the storms are traveling, meaning that nature is taking revenge. Now, don't think that if you've been doing good and you have been righteous that you are going to have to suffer through this. Suffer not, you children, because you who have done well in good season and out of season, you will be rightly protected and guided. I believe this with all my heart and soul. But what is happening here is a pure genocide, and we cannot have a genocide going on, education today or not. We've got to use our wisdom to see when the writing is on the wall. Some of us become so dumbfounded with education that we don't have enough statistics to show us that this is going on. We let it go right over our head and roll off of our backs. But we've got to be astute, and we got to let the Spirit minister to us and say to us, there's something going on. And when that Spirit starts tapping you on the shoulder and whispering to you, don't turn your back and say, I don't know. It can't be true. Don't turn your back. Let the Spirit minister to you. And when the Spirit starts talking to you, telling you things, that is the holy utmost Spirit within your groin, speaking to you, telling you what is about to happen. Nothing shall slip up on you if you're truly in the Word of God, because the Spirit will bring all things to remembrance to you. Now, we've allowed these things to slip upon us in the middle of the night. We might have been born in the night, but we're not going to stay asleep all night. I said, wake up, my brothers and sisters. Wake up so you can see what is really happening in the system and get it clear. Know that nobody will take you over if you don't permit it. Now, you have to understand, Johnny Cochran once said that if it don't fit, it must be acquitted. So we got a system going on where we don't understand the court system. We don't understand how people are getting locked up. We don't understand that some of these court systems in the foster care system for children, they are taking the foster care money because there's a subsidy that's being given to the court system for child subsidy and court system fines and misdemeanors. And all of these subsidies are how some of the cities are making it off of the children being taken out of the home. In one or two states I know of alone, the money is being taken and the city is living off of the subsidies from the backs of these children. There's so much going on wrong that there's no way to manage the human resource to find out who's doing what. And they create a regulating system to go in to stop the nonsense, and the regulating system gets turned out. Now, how do you get turned out when you're the big bad wolf? When you send somebody in, you better make sure they're the big bad wolf, because nobody turns the big bad wolf out. The big bad wolf turns the other people out. So how are you really sending a regulator in? A regulator straightens things out. Now, you heard of the toy that they talked about, the regulator. A regulator regulates mind and heart condition. So it's time to get some regulators out there on the street. And the regulators are going to set the record straight. And I do believe that Dr. Shirley Moore is one of those regulators. Don't let her be crying out in the wilderness by herself. Is there not a John the Baptist that can cry out in the wilderness with her? Because we're looking for regulators to speak out against this, to speak out against this. How long, I say? Not long. How long, I say, will we lay down and let them take property away from us that our forefathers have created and left in our name? And will they come and take our savings that we put up and then someone say you don't have to pay it back? How long will we allow this before we go 10,000 strong to the courtroom and say we are requesting justice and we are requesting due process? We have been denied due process, ladies and gentlemen. When you deny due process, and it says that the Constitution was written for all men, we have to take the Constitution apart to find out what part of that Constitution is going to regulate and be a regulator and not somebody that will roll down, lay down, and let someone regulate them. You don't run the regulators out. I understand that the man that created the regulators was ran out of his own program in the banks. Now, the banks are running things. We know that. But they can't touch our pensions. They can't touch our pensions that we labor over. Teachers, if you're out there, give me a woo, woo, because I know you know how hard we've worked. And we put our time in, and our pensions should be there. Social workers want their pension there. Nurses want their pension there. We're hard laborers. So our pension is what we live for. And when we put our money in, we expect it to be matched with interest. And when that interest has been wiped out and the regulators come in and say, hey, you can't do this. Leave these people's money alone. You got to listen to them. You got to listen to them because then the storms will come. And then the rains will come. And then the earthquakes will come. Because out of the very wounds of the mother's mouth, Mother Nature is already taking revenge, not going to. She's already taking revenge, and you should automatically see it. And when you see Mother Nature getting ready to take revenge, all you can do is say, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, because she won't stop until the thing is done. She's the real regulator, and you don't want Mother Nature coming in to regulate things, because when she regulates things, it's done. You best to believe it is done. So how is it that we could go and look at our pension and get a statement and smile and say, my pension is protected. I get a statement every month, and it'd be fraudulent. How is this happening? How could it happen? Who let it happen? And are we winking the eye and turning the cheek saying, well, you know, they won't find out. By the time they find out, they'll be dead and gone. But I'm here to say that a dare has been